We bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are your children. You have called us by name. May we be your lights in our world, sharing the good news, sharing your love with those around us. May we be fed daily upon your word, guided by what you have accomplished for us. And may we rejoice and celebrate as children of God. In your name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading is on the epistle reading from 1 John. But we really need to go back to the gospel, to this morning for a moment. There you find the disciples once again gathered. They're questioning the two from the road from Emmaus. They had come in breathless because they had seen the risen Christ. Imagine the chatter in the room as Jesus now appears to them once again. Peace be with you, a very common phrase we have heard. And then Jesus teaches the disciples, and they marveled at what he had to say. Yes, what Jesus shared with them had to happen. And it is with that setting in mind that we come to the epistle reading from 1 John there. John, who had been in that room, now wants us to remember, to understand, and to share what all of this means. When we think about John's gospel, you know, he reminds us there in chapter 3 about what really the epistle is all about. Chapter 3, those beautiful words, "For God so loved the world." The Father's love is shown to us through His cross, through His death, through His resurrection. And then we come back to the gospel because there Jesus says to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And then He opened their minds to understand the Scriptures, and He said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day be raised from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in His name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are my witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Yes, Jesus let His disciples know the love of the Father that ought to be known to each and every one of us. The love of the Father that is ours through forgiveness of sins, through what Christ made possible for all believers. The good news is that God loves you. And He loves you even though you don't deserve to be loved. You can't earn His love. That's the kind of love that you and I have, a love that has been freely given to us. When I was born, my parents went through a process to determine the name that they should give me. Probably there was discussion about grandparents, godparents, family members, or maybe close friends. But then they had to choose a name to give me. But one thing that was not discussed was the family name that I bear to this day. And 2 weeks after that birth, I was also born into another family through the waters of holy baptism. There, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I was placed into God's hands and into God's family, and so were you in the waters of baptism. The love of my parents bore me into a family, and I carry that name and proud to carry that name. But I have a greater love, the love of God, my heavenly Father. Through His death and resurrection in Jesus Christ, I became His child. And through those waters of baptisms, you became His child. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. In the waters of holy baptism, each of us became His sons and daughters of a heavenly Father. God's love was applied to each one of our lives through those waters of holy baptism. You see, that's the reality that you and I have and share together. We are loved by a heavenly Father. However, yes, the lawlessness of sin affects our relationship to one another and to our Heavenly Father. This lawlessness has also been dealt with. Forgiveness is possible because our Lord rose from the dead. Children of God, we are to live lives abiding in Jesus' love. We didn't just sing Jesus Loves Me this morning because it's a cute children's song. I want you to think about it. Who loves you the most? Jesus does. Ministry in this place is about sharing that love with one another. It is this love that can only transform each one of our lives from sinners, that is, objects of God's wrath, and to His coming His beloved children. We live in a world in which we hear a lot about love. Think about the many songs written about love just in our own lifetime. What the world needs now is love. In your own mind, you can probably come up with a number of songs. It's easy for me to do because there are so many of them. It's easy for us to write about. It's easy for us to put lyrics together about love. But in reality, it's not that easy for us to transform that love into our own lives. The reason our world does not know God as it does not know His love. Our ministry happens through word and sacrament, through God being present with us as we come together for worship. When we focus on God's word, we see God's love revealed to each one of us. When we share in a baptism, we are reminded of how we have been placed into His family, how we ought to be a welcoming family. And when we come to the Lord's table and commune together, we also commune with our Lord and Savior. It is the Father's love for us that sanctifies us, each one of us. It is the Father's love that welcomes each one of us to join together again and again in worship. It is the Father's love that offers to you and to me His forgiveness day in and day out as we falter and fall. And it is His love that picks us up. We need the law. The law is important in our lives because, as we teach in catechism, it shows us our sins. But just as importantly, we also need to hear the good news that we are the children of God, and because of the children of God, God loves us and His grace covers us. In the cross, in the journey to Calvary, God shows us His real love for us. He shows us that we are so important to Him that He sends His only Son. While the law shows us our sin, we also have the joy of seeing our Savior. It is that Savior that shows us unconditional love, dying in our place, carrying our sins, completing that sacrifice on our behalf. God's people in this place, you are dearly beloved. Know who you are, not just to the families which you were born into, but into this family, God's family, in this place, now. I invite you to join me and come together over the next several months. Work together, share together as individuals and as leaders, as members of this congregation. Let's talk about what Trinity is and can become. Let's talk about what God's call is for you in this place at this time. Let's talk about renewal and forgiveness and God's love that permeates everything we do. We are to be a light to the power of Easter. We are to be at work as a light living in this world and to be a part of a ministry together. That text that John wrote so early in his ministry and time is a message that we need to hear. We are the children of God, and that He loves us. To everyone who enters this sanctuary, know that you are loved, that you are forgiven, and that God is with you. He knows your burdens. He knows your pains. He knows your uncertainties. And guess what? He still loves you. Over the coming months, let us focus on that love together, the love the Father has given to us. It is to be digested into our lives. It is to be shared with one another. It is to be lived out in our daily walk together. And I invite each of you to take a hold of that love. Remember who you are, children of God. Yes, Jesus loves you. He is present with us every time we come together. Born into a family, yes, each of us were. And we all bear those various names. But remember, the name that you bear, more importantly than even that name, is that through the waters of baptism, God called you His child. Thrive in His love. Be empowered by His grace. And yes, be proud to be called children of God, because that's who you are in Christ. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.